Proclamation No. 5217 of 23rd of September, 1951. Unfathomable being of God. Nothing can make the essence of the deity comprehensible to you humans, because there is no comparison for it on earth, and because your intellect is unable to grasp the depth and unfathomability of the spirit who controls all infinity, who is everything and without whom nothing can be thought. You humans, as a form yourselves, want to imagine all beings under a form, whereas the eternal deity, however, can never be limited, i.e., a form, because it fulfills everything. The spiritual as well as the material realm, thus God's formed entity could only be the universe, the entire earthly and spiritual creation, which is likewise inconceivable to you humans and thus would not be an explanation for you. Every image you form of the eternal deity would always be limited and therefore could not correspond to the truth. God is a spirit who can certainly be addressed as a being which, in profound love and wisdom, uses its will and strength to work and rule in infinity. But this eternal spirit is everywhere. He is present in the greatest earthly work of creation as in the smallest grain of sand. He is in the entire universe. He is close to the beings of light in the spiritual kingdom, for where he is not there would be no existence. He kindles a flame in the beingness which started in his strength of love, which pushes towards him again. And yet the beingness will never be able to fathom its place of origin, because the eternal deity is and remains unfathomable for all eternity. However, the longing love of the creatures resurrected by God's strength has been fulfilled. The great spirit of infinity wanted to present himself visibly to his beings in order to satisfy their great longing for love. And he embodied himself in the human being Jesus, i.e., a form which arose from his will and his strength received the divine spirit in all fullness within itself and could now be visible as completely permeated by him and remain visible to beings which can bear his abundance of light, thus which have reached a certain degree of maturity in order not to be consumed by the fire of eternal love. But the spiritual form of the Savior Jesus Christ is nevertheless no obstacle for the eternal deity to create and work in all infinity, to fill the universe and to be present everywhere. It is only a proof of God's overwhelming love for his creatures, who desire to see him, that he makes himself visible to them as Jesus Christ in order to increase their love and to be able to always and constantly make them happy through fulfillment. But the eternal deity will never be able to be fathomed in its entire essence, for it is the highest perfection which no being can ever attain. As long as it is not found union with eternal love and thereby gains light and knowledge, it cannot be given a sufficient explanation either. Amen.